another dating disaster.
A show that discusses what a disaster dating can be once you hit your 30s. Candace Lauren and Kimmy So Brooklyn will share their insights, stories, and humor while keeping faith in one day walking down the aisle. Pray for them, y'all.
Another episode of Another Dating Disaster. It is your girl, Kimmy So Brooklyn, here.
And Candace Lauren.
And we are so excited because we have the incomparable Tiana Smalls, Coach Cooch, from East New York, Brooklyn. Yes, it's so exciting to like really talk to you. How's it going?
Everything is going good. I'm living my best life. I just turned 37 the other day.
Yes. Yes, happy belated.
Virgo season, and life hasn't been this good in like decades. I love everything that's happening with my life. I got a great career. I'm back talking that ish. I'm back helping my ladies with love and life. So God is good. Got a baby, you know, married. Everything is great.
And we love it. We love it. Yes, the queen of real talk, because we need it. I'm tired of all the really prancing around the issues and being super PC and not really getting to what it is. You know what I mean? So we welcome you so much. But yes, if there's more that you would like to tell the people that they don't know as much about you as maybe we do. Oh, please. Yes.
Okay. Well, some of you guys probably looking at me like, that girl look familiar. Well, I started out my career with my book, Girl, Get Your Mind Right. And then I appeared on a show called What Chili Wants on VH1, 2 seasons of that show. Then I went on to MTV and I had my own show, Girl, Get Your Mind Right, daily on MTV. The first black woman that ever had her own show on MTV daily. And then, you know, I always help out the community a lot, things of that nature. And now I am the host of Coach Cooch in the Morning, which you can see in the background on Patreon. But I'm starting my own network called TSN. So we will be on own network soon. So you'll be able to look it up.
I love that.
Yeah, you'll be able to look it up on your Roku or look it up on your Apple TV. So we'll be there 2022.
Keep on sharing.
I love seeing black women, especially
other talent as well.
Say that again.
I will be like recruiting other talent as well, not just me on my network. It's a network. You need to have more than just me.
That's amazing. And I know you're going to get support just so over so many different places because, again, we love what you have to say. We love how you say it. We love the realness. So it's just perfect. That's perfect. I am looking forward to that. Seriously.
I'm working on it.
No, we love it. We love it. And we'll support you. Oh, my gosh. In any way that we can.
Thank you.
So, you know, we started the podcast just on the basis of us not being where we wanted to be, you know, like married and kids.
Yeah. After a bad breakup for me. Yeah, it was a really bad breakup.
Yes.
That's the best way to get over a bad breakup is find an outlet. So that was really good.
Right, exactly. And so that's what it was. We were like, man, let's just talk about it because there's so much that so many of us are even just going through. And it's just your love life is just not where you want it to be. Right. And so when you are of a certain age, 30s and 40s, which is, you know, kind of who our demographic is, there's a certain accountability that you're ready to finally take. Let's be honest. Not everybody knows how to do that in their 20s, not, you know, but there's some accountability that we want to take. And so we were like, what are we doing wrong? But what are we doing right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Right, so we call it another dating disaster.
Anything wrong, right? I hate when people think that. Like, sometimes it's not you guys doing anything wrong. Sometimes it's just the luck of the draw, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And people just having to deal with past traumas or whatever else. So it's like, we're just trying to figure out like what the top reasons are why women aren't in relationships that they want. And we're curious because what do you think? You know what I mean? I think that you have like such a breadth of experience and knowledge. It's like, and of course, we're not putting you on the spot because if you could answer that, you'd be like queen,
right? The guru.
I think what it is that we women, especially like black women, we were really like raised to have social constructs, meaning that girls are supposed to do this. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go live on my page too because people need to hear this. This is really good.
Yeah.
I think it's like as women, we are taught like social constructs, like basically like, girls are supposed to do this. Guys are supposed to do this. Oh, girls are supposed to be married by 25. Oh, you're supposed to wait until you're married to have a baby. And it's like every year it's a new social construct. So people start to put like other people's expectations on their own life. But in reality, everybody's not supposed to be married at 25. Everybody's not supposed to have a baby and then, you know, marry the first guy they had sex with. I mean, like, you know, it's just not realistic. So I think that if people start like focusing on what they want versus what other people want, things will go better. I think that nowadays everybody's so desperate to like fit into this box. Like, I need to be a wife. But you need to be a wife, but you're not even a person yet. So you shouldn't be a wife yet. You're not even a woman yet. You're not even a person yet. You're not even good to yourself yet. So why are you going to commit yourself to be good for a man? You understand what I'm saying?
100%. I think for women, though, and where I struggle with all the time with Kim is, for women especially, it feels like we are against that clock, you know? It's that sort of maternal clock that, you know, it gets louder and louder as you get older and older.
Right.
So what do you say to women who are
my age? Is because we were taught that if you don't have a baby by 35, your baby's going to come out retarded and you're going to be retarded.
Yeah, I've heard that before too.
Since we heard that since we were kids, but there's no proof on the fact that if you have a baby after 35, it's going to be like retarded. There's no real proof of that. It's just things that we were taught in fear. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
I think that's what everybody's afraid of. Everybody has fear in their heart. Excuse me. You better stop. All right, you're getting out of control. You know I'm down here working. Stop. I'm sorry. This is the mother side. You could go ahead.
Okay. We appreciate all of it.
I'm saying that's the thing. I think everybody just thinking like, 35. I gotta have this. I gotta have that. But the sad thing is these dudes ain't even ready for marriage till like 42. So it's like
I said that a long time ago.
I know I said that.
I'm 41. I said it maybe 10 to 15 years ago. I was like, I'm not quite sure men are ready until they're about 40. And yeah, I've always said that, and I don't think they are. Even if they have two kids, zero kids, it ain't till they're 40. They're like, okay, I'm good.
And you know what? They really want to marry the girl that don't want to marry them anyway. I think if girls stop being desperate, I think they'll get marriage proposals more often. When I got married, at that time when I got married, I was on some, I'm good being single. I like life. I was dating multiple men. I had a great time being single.
Right.
And then when me and Cass got back together, he was like, we not going to be dating. Like, we got to get married. So it was like, oh, okay. But if I had to date another 10 years, I'd have been good with that. I don't find nothing wrong with dating. I think single women don't appreciate the power that they have. I think single women have a lot of power.
I appreciate being single. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, for us, and you know, we actually had this carved out later in the show, dating can really be, for all practical purposes, a disaster. Like, you know, and we'll probably dig deeper into this as we go through the discussion.
But another dating disaster. So
sis, you know. So for a lot of women, myself included, dating isn't fun.
Were you dating multiple men, or were you the type that went on a date with one dude and you liked him from that one date and all of a sudden you were like, I'm not talking no more to no other guy. I found the guy that I like.
So read me, coach. Read me.
You're reading the hell out of you, girl. Yes.
Is that what you did?
That is definitely me.
Okay. That's what black women were taught to do.
Yes.
We are really not taught how to date. Dating is not you go on one date, you like the dude, so all of a sudden it's like you stop talking to all your other people because you found one guy off of one date that you like. You were supposed to keep your other dudes around so you won't be waiting for that phone call. You were supposed to keep your other dudes around so you ain't gotta wait till that new restaurant open. You're already went there already. You're not fiending.
Mm.
The reason why black girls be fiending when they finally do meet a guy they like is because they stop talking to all they dudes. So all they doing is waiting by the phone like, oh, I hope he called me.
So we're not dating right. It seems like a lot of us aren't dating right.
No, I don't think we date properly.
I just learned what you're saying. And there was a guy that told me, he's like, what do you mean? Like, you're supposed to continue to date. Like, you're supposed to be multiple people that you're talking to. And that was like, honestly, the best advice. Best advice.
I take at least three. And I said that for years and I've done it. I've dated multiple men. I had a great time. And I don't mean you're going to be busting it wide open all the
right.
time. I mean that if you do choose to bust it wide open, that's your own. I don't judge people's sexual activity. All I got to say is you need options. Say it with me, ladies. Options.
And
I went on my Instagram because I got a lot of women followers and they kind of don't still understand that concept. And you have to date more than one person. And you cannot like somebody off of one date. When you meet a guy and you go on a date with him, that's his persona. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They representative. The representative.
Feel like that's not even real. You don't even know a man until you've seen him in his four seasons. You got to see a man up. You got to see a man down.
Yes.
You got to see a man with options, when he fly, you gotta see every different option and know if this dude is really popping for you or really like down for you.
It's funny you say that, because I do give what I call men that probationary period. The same way a job does, you are on that probationary period too.
A probationary
period. But I give the one man,
so
you're right.
Months, you done, how long is your probationary period?
Usually 30 to 90 days.
So you give a man that you just met that you like 30 to 90 days?
Yeah, I usually give him about 3 months.
The only guy you're talking to in 30 to 90 days?
Right.
We meet coaches.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
About it.
Okay, so now we're identified. So
and I'm single. And I think what's so cool is like that's what the difference is with her and I. Like we have totally different styles. Not totally different, but we have different styles, and that's how this always works. So I always love these shows because like somebody either checks me or checks, not to say check, but like can say, okay, no, that's not it to either one of us. So it's like always a tiebreaker. But absolutely, like I totally agree. Like I don't know probationary periods. No. I keep
a man
people
don't sweat us because they never dating one girl.
Exactly.
Like, that part is true. You're talking to two or three girls. Now if I look at dating like a race, right? Everybody's racing to the 100 meter, and whoever make it to the end is going to be my man. That's how I look at it. And now I think, you know, fellas, I think they always have options, so they never like sweating you. You know what I mean? But girls, it's just like no options. No, I like him. I hope he calls me. Fuck out of here. And then black women, we give too many chances. Like
way too.
For an example, like I always talk about this on Coach Cooch in the Morning. It's like, we never get grace from anybody, but we always give grace.
Give grace.
It's funny you say that because
we never get nothing in return. We always gotta like fight for relationships. Like me, for example, I feel like this even as a married woman. Like if you don't call me, you ain't feeling me. And if you ain't feeling me, I gotta go. I'm just that type of person. Like if you don't call, my family be making fun of me. Like, oh my God, if they don't answer the phone for me, it's a wrap. And I got rules to my life. There's certain things in my life that I'm not going to accept. I think with black women, we are taught the struggle love. Like, you got to go through shit to be in love.
That is our
ride or die. You're the ride or die. You got me, right?
Love tips out of here. I'm not going through shit to be in love. Because let me tell you something. A man's not going to take it. So if a man don't got to take it, Big T ain't got to take it either. You got to have self-esteem.
Outside of, I guess it's knowing that you're kind of laying it on the line. What I call?
I know it's a little rough.
You're reading me right now.
My rich kitties. When you talk to me, you're gonna get like the real raw. Yep. Nothing stepped on. And it's time for like people to understand the truth, because we're not, from when I wrote "Girl, Get Your Mind Right," the first version in 2007, to now writing the new book "Don't Let Her Play in Your Face." 14 years, ain't nothing really changed in 14 years.
Yeah, I actually think we're getting more desperate as we get older.
But do you think that the vetting process as we get older should change? Like how you're saying, like so now that we're older, right? Do we have to make it a little bit more stringent, or we got to ease up? Now that we know, it's kind of weird.
I think it would be stringent, like
exactly, because you know what you want.
Stringent naturally, right? Because
it should be.
Yeah, you get more mature.
We have, like, at 37 years old, I don't have the same patience.
Correct.
Well, absolutely not. Yeah.
23. I don't have that patience. Like,
right.
I was talking about that today on my show. Like, us black women, it's like we're these men moms. Like, we gotta teach them how to pray, teach them how to save their money, teach them how to go to work, wake you up. I don't wake nobody up, bro.
It literally is like build a man. That's what it is. It's building a man.
I want to end that. And that's why I want to write a teenage book, but I'm not in the mood to write any more books. I could barely get this one finished. But I want to like help teenage girls understand that, because we think it's cute. Like, oh, I gotta write his resume. Oh, I gotta help him get this job. Like, I stop waking up people like to go to work. Like, I can't wake you up to go to work. Like, everybody grown in this house. I wake up every day. I have a full-time real estate career. I wake up every morning at 6:30 in the morning, do Coach Cooch in the Morning, and I got a 4-year-old son, full-time, that just only started school 3 days ago. So if I can wake up, everybody
can wake up.
I don't even do it to my 15-year-old nephew. He came over here during COVID, and he was like, had to go to school, and he was late to school. And he was like, Auntie, you ain't wake me up. I said, you are 15 years old. I wish I would wake up a 15-year-old to go to work or go to school. You know what I mean?
But do you think, I know, like you were saying, as we get older, our vetting process should kind of change. And I agree with you. Mine definitely has. But in some cases, are we expecting too much? It kind of goes back to, you know, we see all these different posts with Kevin Samuels.
Don't mention that asshole to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That man is he want all the men for himself. I don't even want him at all. Ooh.
Like, but is there something about expecting too much, though? Is there a certain, you know, because
women do expect too much. I mean, I think the ones that expect too much is the ones who don't got nothing. They want everything.
Right.
You know, well, if you got your shit together and this is what you want, it may take you a while to get it. But if you pray about it and you putting the work in, you know, God said you take one step, he gonna take two. So I don't think it's too much to ask for. It's just when it's not realistic. Like if you got like a chili list, like this person gotta love God, can't eat chicken. Shit like that is immature and it's gonna keep you being lonely like her. But if you are a person that, okay, I want this, I want that, I'm educated, I want a man that's educated, I want this, I want that, I really can't fault that. I just feel like, you know, but I don't think that people should be closed-minded either, because God might not have an educated man for you. It might be a man that's educated, but he got street knowledge. Like, he learned his shit from the street. So, you know, I don't have those type of rules in my life. I kind of just go by, like, are you real? You know, it's not really about what you got and what you don't got. It's more.
And I like that you said, like, is your list full of substance? Like, is it?
Are you looking for substance? And I'm looking for morals. I'm very. I don't know if you guys know me, but like, I'm very moralistic, meaning that you do what is right.
The right thing.
Nobody's watching. You understand?
Yep. 100%.
I want to get like on Instagram and your show to talk about it, but we can talk about it offline. But like, I believe in morals. So like, if you're a man, you can have a degree. You can have a 6-figure career. You can have all of that. You could be a good look, you know, like you look good, but are you a good look? Do you have morals? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you helping an old lady across the street with her girl?
Thank you.
Your character is more important than anything for me.
Like, I look at your morals. Your moral compass is compromised, and I'm not good with that. Or you got a great career, but you'll go shoot your mother for some money. That's the type of thing that I would never want around, or I would never want to have a child with, because DNA is very strong.
It's funny how so many women don't pay attention to that too. You know, Kim and I were just talking about this on the last episode, where even little things where a man will tell on himself, the way he treats the wait staff, and I'm with you, coach. I look at your character too. Like, I need to know how
you're important. The way they treat black women versus other women.
Yes.
Oh, man, yes.
A lot of people don't like black women. We are at war. I told them that.
Yes.
We are at war. A lot of people don't respect black women. A lot of people think because we're strong, we can handle so much.
Everything.
We are taught to take struggle love. We are taught that if your man don't hit you or cheat on you, that you better stay with him.
You are right.
A lot of stuff that we have to unteach our daughters or our nieces. It don't got to be your own daughter. It could be somebody that is in your life that's a young lady. We got to unteach these ways. Oh, go back to him. Oh, he cheated on you. Oh, you might have got an STD. But it cleared up, right? That's
right.
How they be coming at us.
And it's
kind of talk in my life. You talk to me like that, I got to get rid of you.
Yeah, and it's strange because we're doing so much better, and people are quick to say how much we're the rising entrepreneurs, we're the most educated, yet we act like as soon as somebody takes the man away, we no longer can be. And so I don't know how.
That's because of the old bitches in our family.
Yeah.
When you see an old.
Because they don't think that we're anything until we're married.
Right. Even after you marry, if you see an old bitch in your family, they're not going to ask you about your career.
Nope.
They're not going to ask you about your kids. They're not going to ask you about your lip gloss. They're going to say, how's your man? Or do you have a man?
And isn't that something?
It is. Yeah, I get that all the time. When are you going
to
get married?
I talk to that's old in my family. Oh, where's Gaspar? How's he doing? Oh, how's y'all doing? How y'all marriage doing? I'll be like, damn.
Right.
Ask me, did I eat today? Are you like, how am I doing in the COVID? You know, how's my career going? I have a thriving career. You don't ask me nothing about that. But you want to know how Gaspar is doing? You didn't ask me nothing about my kid? So, once again, they are trained that a man is everything. They meet a girl can be making $200,000 a year, having a great life. First thing they'll say is, you gotta go get married. And then after you get married, you better have a kid. And after you have a kid, you need to have a second kid.
It's always something.
I'm gonna curse you out this year. I'm gonna ask you why you fucking passed up. That's it.
No, she's right though. It's always, nothing is never enough for black women.
It's never enough.
Never enough. You just asked me about my man. You told me I have a kid. Here's baby Cass. Oh, baby Cass needs a brother or sister. You need to mind your business. Stop.
Right, at this point.
Husband. That's what you need to do.
And we're on that weird cusp. We're on that weird cusp where, yes, we know now that, like, you do not need a man in order to be successful or to have a home or to have a car or to have a bank account. Like, we're beyond that.
House. Because, right. Oh my God.
Yes.
I sold 4 houses in the last 38. And
yes.
1, 2, 3 of them was all single black women.
Shout out to black women who are doing the damn thing.
Badass. I'm talking about, we need $20,000 tomorrow. Bring it to the bank. Bring it. Go to get you a check for $20. Boom. Went and got it. By themselves. No man even co-signed or don't have no man.
I heard you talking about that. Yep. I heard you talking about it, saying 50%.
Amazing.
Yes.
Crazy.
And we make ourselves small too. So that's another thing. It's weird because we're used to making ourselves small. So those women are probably amazing women that probably don't even put it out there.
Like, they make me want to cry sometimes. They so such beautiful women that get what they want. And it's hard. Cause you know, when you single buying a house or you're an entrepreneur buying a house, they put you through some shit. Some shit that even I would've been like, oh God,
it's too much work.
They keep going and they
drown you in paperwork that you don't understand. It's a mess.
Yes. Yes.
So I have a question for you. This is just getting back to, even though we said we're not trying to have any rules. I heard it was a few days ago, whatever, like a man, is it a red flag if a man doesn't have kids after 30?
That's not a red flag to me, if a man don't have kids after 30. My husband had his first kid with me, 4 years ago? He's 44, about to be 44.
Okay. I can't even believe that's a question that people are asking, though.
You're like, very stupid.
Yes.
That question. My best friend, Roy, is 38 years old. He don't have any children, but guess what?
That is he tall?
He's tall.
Single? Is he cute? Is he cute? What do you do?
I'm going to say about 6'3".
Wait, it depends, though. Is he out in Delaware or is he in New York?
No, he's in Brooklyn. I could hook you up.
I'm just saying.
He's single. And he works for the MTA.
Like real single or like fake single?
No, real single.
Oh, okay.
There is a definition between real single and fake single. No, it's a lot of.
He's not fake single. He real single.
Okay.
I got to hook you up, Kimmy.
Okay, because
I love it. You asked that though. Is he real single? Because
I used to ask that when I used to go on dates. I used to be like, so you got a girlfriend? They'd be like, nah, I ain't got no girl. I'd be like, well, who the bitch that thinks she your girl?
That's what I always say that too. I'm like, do you have a girl or is there someone that thinks she's your girlfriend?
Right, Let me know. The bitch that thinks she your girl? They be laughing. Right. And that's what you get all the tea from them. They be like, well, I used to talk,
Yeah,
like, well, I just broke up with somebody last week and you know, I don't think we're going to get back together, but you know.
Other day I was talking to my best friend about this too and a few other guys. I've been asking because I'm writing a book right now and it's taking me a long time because I work full time still, but in real estate. So I was talking to guys and I was like, let me ask you something. What you think the problem is with women too? They are saying that just how we complain about them, they are complaining about us because they feel like a black woman don't know a good man. Even if they smack them over the head with their dick, they don't know a good man. They all want the same type of man. The thugged out guy that's going to play them. A lot of guys feel that way. And I was talking to well-to-do brothers that got great jobs, got good things going for themselves. Yet they're single. And I'm like, these girls are so goddamn dumb. If I would have saw one of these dudes when I was single, I know a husband when I see one. Because I guess I grew up in a two-family household. So maybe I could see something, my cat, I could see something that they don't see. But I feel like everybody going for these fuckboys, and it's not going to happen. This man is not going to marry you at all.
And you know what it is too, and I know this is gonna sound, it's gonna sound like I'm trying to be like, put it together, but like, I think honestly, the people that are doing well, the people don't know where the heck to meet. And I know it sounds silly, but if you know those-
to meet a man though, there's no place for me to meet a man.
I know.
You gotta meet him, just how you just asked me about Roy, right? I could hook you up.
That's it.
And it'll be like, that is no way to meet your man. When I met my man, when I was buying a car, a hoopty from somebody, and they was like, yo, I gotta meet up with this other client. Can you come with me? And
how crazy.
I was fucking strange. I mean, other people knew him, but I didn't know him.
How crazy.
And when we went, it was my husband, and we started talking, and we met.
But let me go back to this, though, because we actually did an episode on sort of the nice guys kind of finished last, with DJ Leo a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So DJ Leo. And one of the things that we talked about on the nice guys episode was, you're right, women do meet nice guys, but we're so busy, you know, dealing with that trauma from the fuck boy that we can't see it, too.
I ain't with the fuck boys. I never liked fuck boys, even when I was young. you fuck boys, but that's all they could do is fuck you. You're not supposed to wife them up.
Right.
Yeah, but we're, a lot of us ain't making a distinction. You know, we're not distinguishing. We're trying to wife the fuck boys. Well, not me.
But that's what she. But that's what she was saying. That like, unfortunately, like that's the one that we run to. So it's like, it's you meet the F boy because, and that's you, and then the nice guy is meeting the ghetto chick or whatever, whoever that's just out to go get something to eat. And it's like, how are we missing each other? And that sounds like
all missing each other.
Something needs to happen.
I don't think of the women are missing the nice guys. I think we're so scared to be with the nice guys.
No, I think we're just missing it. I really do. I think we're missing it. And I think that we're not doing enough.
Excitement and dick too much. I think that's the problem.
Yep.
Everybody want to be excited and everybody want dick. And then it's like, that same exciting dick is everybody's exciting.
That's true. Especially in Brooklyn. Coach,
especially in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is community dick as far as I'm concerned. Brooklyn is nothing but community dick.
It's community dick.
It's community penis in Brooklyn. I've always said that.
Community dick if you're desperate or you horny and you just go call that little community dicker up. But you're not supposed to be like, oh my God, I'm in love with you. I want to be with you. What?
Yeah.
I wish Nick would. Wait.
I know.
So, I mean, I guess as we kind of, you know, peel back layers, what are some of the dating pet peeves that you've noticed or that you've even experienced when you were single?
Oh, let me throw.
I don't like cheap men. Like, me.
Oh, yes.
You know, you at a restaurant and you know this bill coming. You taking mad long to ask for the bill. Anybody that go to dinner with me would tell you that. I always be like, where's the check at? I ain't waiting for checks. So I hate when the check come and a man just take forever to pay it. That makes me very uncomfortable. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm very—
What are we talking like, about here,
that
right?
That gives me anxiety. I'm a Virgo, so I get very much anxiety over stuff like that. I don't like that.
Same.
And the main pet peeve for me when I was single was, this was the reason why I married my husband versus trying to be with other men. I don't like men who don't keep their word. I don't give a
Oh my God, I'm really big on that. Now that one,
tell me
if you can't keep your word, that makes me lose it.
And didn't do it. I'm not feeling you. That's lies.
I agree, because I think you're not worth nothing if you can't give your word.
You told me you was gonna give me some money. All of a sudden the day come, you don't remember you was supposed to give me some money. Fuck out of here.
No,
I agree with you 100%. Your word is your bond. That's the best thing you can give somebody.
Because how can you count on a man? How can you count on him if you can't do something as simple like you said you was going to wash my car on Sunday or gas it up and then...
wash my car. And then like, if you couldn't wash my car, at least you could have paid one of the freaking little boys to wash my car.
Something.
Left me hanging? Nah, I ain't doing that. It's all... Listen, ladies. It's all about what we settle for. In the end of the day, we got the pussy, we got the power. But it's all about what we settle for. If we continue to settle, there will not be any changes. But in war, it has to be, we are not going to cave in. If we don't cave in, then everything will go our way. But the problem is, there's so many hoes that cave in every day.
Yes.
If you are a strong woman, it's hard to compete because these girls, they could go to somebody else that would give it to them. You know what I say when that happens? Well, go your ass to them then.
Yeah, I was like, good riddance.
I don't got the time for that.
Because I've had men say to me, I'm too much work. And I appreciate it.
I've had that too.
You're right. I am too much work. I am. You're absolutely right.
Me, though. That's a
For me, too. Yeah.
I'm real excited by saying that.
Oh, yeah, I am too much work. You're right. I got my own home. I have a career. You're absolutely right. I travel. I am way too much.
Oh, my God. It's the exclusivity for me. Thank you.
I totally understand. So I think, too, one of the things that you can help with, you know, as you kind of get to it, is there's certain questions that we have to answer that we hate answering. And one of them happens to be like a pet peeve of mine is like when it's like when conversation turns prematurely sexual. Right. Like,
oh, God, I hate that.
God, I used to hate that.
Like, I don't even know what the right word is. Like,
we
sometimes
don't even
it's
need
just
you
like
to gas us up. Like, talk about sex. We know we're gonna fuck you the next minute we met you. Like, oh, you gonna get it.
But they still send the penis pics. They
the
still
unsolicited.
But that's immaturity. And I hope at this age that we're at now that we won't. I hope women over 35 ain't still going through that. I hope not. If they going through that and they even never hung up the phone and blocked that person, then I don't know what to tell them.
No, as soon as I get a penis pic, that's a wrap. I've had men send penis pics. As soon as I get one, I block you.
Wait, you block that they send a penis pic? I wouldn't block it, though.
No, I block. I don't want
to block. She blocks everything. I don't block.
I do. I am a blocker.
I would rather, and it sounds bad, I'd rather you, like, I'd rather ask you, like, I want you to describe why that just happened. So I'm like, so why'd you send that? I didn't ask for it. It was unsolicited. So
right, I gotta talk about it.
Like, thank you.
Now, yeah. You know how it look. I might have to, you know, the slut men out though. So I'll be like, that's all you're gonna see me. Let me see some more. Baby.
Thank you. I've done
don't
that.
Don't see that penis pic without the face, because this ain't you.
Thank you.
Show me in the mirror, so that if you try to go ahead and play yourself later on, I'll be like, look at your fucking.
Yeah, like, what was this? Was this from Google? You get back to the real thing of like, no, this is definitely a Google.
I don't mind if they send a sex picture. It ain't my problem, you know?
Right.
When we talking about one thing and then all of a sudden you change
it. It just goes left. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not for the unsolicited penis pics. That's just me.
Candace, live a little. You're a young lady. Live a little.
I will say, I don't block, but I definitely have a conversation. Like, yeah, so what was this? They're like, you want to see more?
That. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah, what made you send that? And I don't take pictures without your whole body or your face. Though. I don't know who this could be Mr. Robert down the block. I don't know who this picture is.
The other dating question that I think we all struggle with, and I get this a lot, why are you still single? Ugh. How do you kind of answer
that's
that?
That's so insulting. Why are you still single?
It is insulting.
Yeah, it's so insulting.
Why are you in my motherfucking face? Y'all gotta start. if I was single, somebody be like, why are you still single? I'd be like, you trying to play in my face. Get out of my face. That's what you're saying. Get out of my face. Don't ask me no questions. You
gotta love that.
Me too.
Huh.
I don't answer questions I don't want to answer at 37 years old.
I love that. Seriously, I love that because I found myself, because you're trying to, like you said, trying to be like the right person.
You're trying to play in my face. And
yeah,
but I like that because I think a lot of times, like I said, we're trying to be like very, like how you said, and your mothers tell you, be nice and da da da. And you don't want to be like that angry bitch. That's why you're single.
I'm going to say what I want to say. Don't
I like that.
Because if you ask me questions, I'm going to start asking you questions. Why are you fucking that lady husband? Why are you still with Mr. Robert after 30 years and he ain't
married? Right.
See, now when I start asking questions, everybody want to get back. So if I can't ask you no questions, you can't ask me no questions.
No, but like if you're on a date though, like if the guy is like, why are you still single?
Yeah, why are you still
single? Or he asks, why don't you have kids?
Why don't you have kids? Another one too. I get that a lot too.
Don't do that.
So really? It's like, don't ask about my business. Don't ask about my
don't
pussy.
Ask nothing.
Don't ask anything too personal.
They be laughing at you. Why are you asking? Why you have to ask? Just because somebody asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer it, whether it's a man, woman, girl, or boy.
That's a fact.
Business.
Staying
alive. That's a problem, too. A lot of black women, they meet a guy, and in the first five minutes, you tell him all your backstory. Oh, my baby father and me broke up. He used to hit me, da 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 da. You think he's not registering all that shit? Then he'd be like, oh, you had a baby by that punk ass nigga that was putting his hands on you.
Nah, but
I ain't telling none of my business. Why y'all broke up? Oh, grew apart. What's next question?
Period.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Give the one word.
What's the next question?
Short answer.
You would never hear none of my business. You know what I mean? If you call, especially like one of them community dick guys, if you have sex with them and you spend a night or something, even though I don't agree with spending a night with a guy, but if you really like lay there, what the hell? My alarm keep going off. I don't understand.
You're right. Wait, because you was about to say something I needed to talk about, but keep going.
Well, like, if you have sex with those guys, right, and you laying in the bed with them, you will find out every one of their bitch business. Everybody bitch. You be like, what?
Yeah, men do what? Talk. She men talk a lot.
Oh, you know she was fucking him first, and then she
yeah. Men are really good at pillow talk.
You get a real kiki listening to them. I be like, really? So
that is real.
And I've heard things about other people from pillow talk.
Get out of here.
Like, oh, he does that? Oh,
wait, you happen that? To, you just mentioned it, but you, really lightly that you don't believe in spending the night?
Yeah, I don't think you should spend a night with none of your fuck boys, no.
I don't, and so,
me neither.
But they be like, what are you doing? One dude was like, oh, should I have left money on the counter? I mean, if he felt like it, but like,
no. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of spending the night at someone else's.
I don't like spending the night. You're not going to have me waking up with the freaking morning breath on myself. Oh, where you got to go today? You would never get that shit.
I'm good. I'm like a creature in the night, too.
I never spend a night at a guy house. It had to be like, I would have to be real young or somebody I really, really like. It would never be like somebody who's just fucking, I spend the night at your house. Never. I don't care if you bought my paint dub soap or not.
No, I agree.
I hope these men are listening because that's real. Like, they get so offended.
Yeah. And I'm with you, Coach. I'll dip out at like 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Won't even care. 5
in the morning. And I would get to my house by 5. I used to always live in the suburbs when I was single. So I'll get home by 5.
And some of the men are offended, Kim. They're like, oh, you don't want to stay and cuddle? You don't want to wake up and have breakfast in the morning?
Nah, I'm like good. Lloyd Bates. Lloyd Bates said, I ain't a cuddler. I fucked the drew out of chicks. So
I don't even like to say that word. I don't even like the word cuddle, so cuddle. I can't eat.
First of all, my titties is the size of a toddler's head. I don't have time to cuddle. I got enough cuddling.
Lift them up, put them to the side.
I'm a cuddler. I'm the type that I'll put my leg over your leg for like a good 10 minutes, and then after that, I'm back on my phone in my corner somewhere. I'm not a cuddler or a kisser. I'm not a kiss, and that's nothing. Ooh. Y'all be kissing these men. Y'all
nasty. Oh, my God. Nasty. You have to understand how much you are speaking to my soul, because they be
now you're speaking to her soul on that one.
That's the most intimate part of it to me. That's the most intimate part. So when they be offended, oh, you don't want to kiss me? No, I don't
do the kissing thing.
Thank you,
I don't
sis.
Kiss nobody.
Is it too intimate for you?
It's very intimate.
I don't see the point of me kissing somebody with my mouth in your mouth. I go. I'm the best tap kisser though in the world. Like, I ain't gonna be like.
But I mean, is that for you? Is that, coach, is that for you just like when you were first dating a guy? Or I'm assuming as you were in a serious relationship.
Look at my face. Do this look like somebody that kissed?
I'm about to say, no, I don't think at all. She's not feeling that at all.
No. I could count on how many times I tongue kissed, like for real, in my life. I'm not a tongue kisser.
Oh, wow.
You get some head before I can tongue kiss.
And see, me, I always feel like, and I've told some of my girlfriends, I actually think kissing is probably one of the most intimate things.
I think so.
I think kissing over sex.
I prefer sex over kissing.
And I think a good kiss can do more for me than sometimes
sex. You one of those girls then. You one of those girls then. You like to kiss and stuff. And you like to talk to one guy at one time.
Right.
I got a couple of guys.
Coach, you're reading me right now.
I love it though. No, I really do like your style of doing things. I guess my father never had any sons, so I don't know. I think I'm a little rougher than most girls. I'm not really a tongue kisser and I'm not a cuddler. But I also think it's because I have big chest. And that cuddling, that's weird to me. I already got 20, 30 pounds.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? So I don't
care. That's true.
But tonguing, I never was into that. You know how you be seeing like the Puerto Rican girls back in the day, tongue kissing stuff?
All over the place.
I will puke. I just like...
Oh my gosh.
So I'm not a tongue kisser. No, I'm not. Every girl is different.
That's cool.
I'll kiss you, but not tongue kiss you. I don't want to do that.
That's cool.
That's not gonna make me turn on or nothing. It doesn't work for me.
I watch
other people do it, but not people in real life. I can watch them do it like on TV and stuff, but I can't watch it in real life.
Yeah. No, I don't like seeing people in public kiss, but yeah. I am a kisser.
I'm not a PDA.
You're a kisser, but you don't like seeing people in public kiss. I'm the same way.
Yeah. I'm very intimate. It's weird too, because I'm not even a big fan of like just any public display of affection.
Correct.
Like, you know, at most holding hands, but when I'm in my house, I'm very touchy-feely.
Touching is my
I'm a touchy person.
I'll touch you, but I don't tongue kiss you. But I'll touch you.
So, coach, do you think, again, when we're in, if you're still single in your 30s and your 40s, that like you still have that whole, you can still attract the love that you desire? Like, you can still
at
have 30s, the
40s? That's mad young still. I
appreciate that.
Like at 70.
I agree.
You're limited to love.
Yeah.
You know, people need to hear that.
Married at 70 years old, like their husband died and they met somebody at the old folks' home and now they married. I don't think there's no age limit. I think we got to end these social constructs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you can always find you a man. I don't care if you got 5 kids, 6 kids, even 10 kids. Somebody out there going to want you. That's how I
think that's what it is.
I think it's true. It's someone for everyone, too.
That's everybody could find love. There's somebody out there for everybody. It's too many people. It's billions of people in this world. You're going to tell me that. Because you're 40, you're not going to find nobody.
I love that. Because I think a lot of us are really
losing hope. We need to hear it over and over again. Yeah.
I think you can find love at any age. I love myself. So if I love myself, then I know there's somebody else that
I love me
as well. Like, it's all about your energy. You attract what you are, kind of in a way. And if you love yourself, a man going to go even hard to love you. And you can see. Tatted on me. I love you in my handwriting. Just in case you fucking forgot, motherfucker. I love you.
Wait, I actually have a tattoo on my arm that says you must first love yourself. So I'm the same way. Yes, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I know we're kind of winding down time, but there's a segment that we do for every guest on our show. And what we do is a segment called He Did What, where we ask everyone to share sort of an outrageous dating story or something that has happened in a previous relationship. It's called He Did What?
Exactly.
So, you know, before we close out, share us your best He Did What, whether it's with your husband now or previous boyfriend. It's always a He Did What.
Hey, you know, it is always a He Did What thing. You know what I'm saying? It's always a He Did What. Man. Like, you know, a lot of people don't play in my face that much. So let me think when they was playing, trying to play. Okay, I'm gonna give y'all a good fucking story, right? So right, when I was single, oh man, you just made me think, right? I'm gonna tell, I told my rich kitties this a little bit of it. So I used to like this guy. When I met him, you know how you meet a guy, buy you and all your girlfriends food, drinks, whatever. And I don't even drink, so I used to be giving all my friends the drinks, whatever. So you like, oh my God, he got money. You know, you excited. Like, oh, you meet somebody that's spending money where you spend money, right? So I liked him a lot, right? So I was like, all right, cool. We was talking, whatever. But it took us mad long to start like dating, like, or going out on a date. But I had to let him know, like, I'm not coming over there if you're not taking me on no date. Like, what the fuck, whatever. And I had rules and regulations, whatever. So he was like, yeah, let's go. So every time we go out, paper stuff, whatever. So you like, all right, cool. Like, you know, this is good. You got dough, I got dough, great. So one time he was like, I was like, I want to go to Vegas for the weekend or something like that. And it was something I had to work. I was taping a TV show at the time. So he was like, I don't think you should do that because it's, you know, it's a weekend. It's a weekday. It's about to be a weekend, but it's going to be over fast. It's going to be a waste of time. Go for one day, whatever. Cool, whatever. We end up going to Atlantic City, girl. We get to Atlantic City. Oh, this Lord. Is why I tell you, you gotta see people in all different fucking kind of ways, right? Yep. We get to Atlantic City. The first hour we was there, this motherfucker blew like 4K on that fucking crap table. I couldn't believe my life. Like, wow. I couldn't believe I was stuck all the way in Atlantic City with this man. And in the first hour, he blew like $4,000. Wow. Next thing you know, this motherfucker get on the phone. He start calling everybody in his phone for money. All right?
Because he's stuck in Atlantic City. Oh, shit.
So I was like, I'm going in a room. This is too much for me. Like, whatever the case, maybe I'd have gone to a restaurant by myself, everything. Because I couldn't believe, I never seen nobody that had a gambling problem. Come to find out, I did a little research. This man was a gambling addict.
Oh, wow.
One he of did his what?
Withdrawals. And he wanted to go, he was G'ing me up not to go to Vegas because he probably like, damn, I only came with like $4,000. He didn't have no money the rest of the trip.
So imagine if you would have went to Vegas. Luckily, you was in Atlantic City. If you was in Vegas, that would have been a He Did What times 10.
He came in like 4 o'clock in the morning. He lost all his friends' money. He lost all his money. $4,000, he ended up getting $2,000, $1,000 from his brother, $1,000 from his homeboy. So he wasted at Atlantic City about $6,000. Didn't have no money at all the rest of the trip. I was like, we leaving tomorrow. This is like crazy. And I was talking, I was like, what's your problem? Like, he was like, oh, I just like to gamble. You didn't know that. I'm a gambler. I'm like, oh my God. Needless to say, I ain't never seen him since then.
Yeah, that's a definitely media what. Yeah,
man.
I probably
would have
left him in Atlantic City.
He definitely tried that shit too, and he lost that money too. So yeah, he was like, oh my God, give me the money, da 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 da. I gave him a little bit of money. He lost it too. Yeah, I was like, so matter of fact, he lost like over $6,000. He lost about $6,500.
Wow.
And you have no money and going. See, you meet these guys, you're like, oh, they spending money, they getting money like you.
And basically, they're either a gambler or a scammer or something. Always something.
Gambling fool.
Scamming something. You're doing something.
Addict. I was so pissed.
And if you meet him from Brownsville, it's not even something.
He
it's something.
From Brownsville, too.
That's okay. In Brownsville, they doing something.
The motherfucker again.
Forget something. In Brownsville, it's something.
She might know.
I think you know what I'm talking about because you called that Brownsville too quick.
Right.
I know. That's what I said. With Brownsville, it's something.
I didn't know about gambling. Something. I never had to deal with that in East New York. No.
That sounds like some Brownsville. That's what I said. I've been around
he
too.
From Brownsville, I never saw him again after that. And I used to be like, yo, I need my money back. You just straight wasted it. You ain't do nothing with it.
That's crazy. Like, you just wanted a nice little weekend.
He nice spent a lot of money on me, but he was an addict. Like, it was just
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it's always, I mean, again, we hear a million and one He Did What's from, like, our guests.
That was a good one.
Different listeners.
I was so mad. I never been so mad in my life. Like, it was just, like embarrassing. Like, you just lost all your money. And, like, you getting on the phone calling everybody. Like, how you lose $1,000 more, $2,500?
Yeah. I knew I was from Brownsville, though. That's why I said it's always something. Not even something. It's something with that area.
Oh my God.
Close out, make sure you drop your handle again.
Well, thank you guys for having me. If you want to follow me at Coach Cooch, CoachCooch. You can check me out. I also sell houses. So you look at the buy, sell, lease, or invest. Give me a call. If you got the keys, that's my
four licenses.
I am writing a book. My book is Don't Let Them Play in Your Face. I'm just going to post it when it's done. I'm looking over the edits right now, writing more and more and more. But
good.
I'm just going to post it because I'm not doing good with these dates. So, but it's coming out 2021 for sure. So thank you guys for having me. And like I said, follow me, buy my other books, Girl, Get Your Mind Right, Men Love Abuse. And I have a morning show every morning. If you love the way what you heard, every morning I have a show called Coach Cooch in the Morning. Check it out at 8 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. Who got a show Monday through Friday? By
themselves,
okay.
8 a.m.
Yeah, that's
every,
what's up.
Oh, I think we lost her, but it's another dating disaster. Thanks, y'all, for watching.
ADD.